начали. Ова вот Дара Шейх Хазрат Шах Аким Мухаммад Ахтар Сахаб Амул Баракат Рахматулла Алей. And it's entitled Yesubhe Madina, Yeshame Madina. Request that everybody recite Durood Sharif before we start this. Ye subah e Madina, ye sham e Madina, ye subah e Madina, ye sham e Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Madina, ye subah-e Madina, ye sham-e Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Madina, ye subah-e Madina. Bhala jaane kya jamo meena hai aalam, bhala jaane kya jamo meena hai aalam. Tera kaif e khush kharam e Madina, ye subah e Madina, ye sham e Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e Madina, ye subah e Madina. Madine ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par, Madine ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par, ho madde nazar ehtarame Madina, ye subah-e Madina, ye sham-e Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Madina, ye subah-e Madina. Madina, 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 Madina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e-Madina, ye subah-e-Madina, ye sham-e-Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-Madina, ye subah-e-Madina. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Madina, ye subah-e Madina, ye sham-e Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Madina, ye subah-e Madina. نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہیچ ہوگی، نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہیچ ہوگی، جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غمِ جو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غمِ دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلامِ مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ. جزاک اللہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem. And mashallah, this is the time when hajis are flocking. Many, many are first going to Madinatul Munawwara, and Madina Sharif is this time buzzing with all the hajis, with salat and salam and all the activity there. And a true mu'min, by nature, his heart should be there. His mind, his heart should be there in Makkah Sharif, in Madina Sharif, when all the lovers of Allah who said Labbaik are all proceeding and are there already and are proceeding to Medina Sharif. And very, very fortunate is that person who no matter where he is, but his heart is in Medina. It is attached in Medina. And very sad it will be if a person is in Medina, but his heart is not in Medina Sharif. May Allah give us true attachment and love for Makkah Sharif, for Medina Sharif, and for all the great maqamat which Allah Ta'ala has made symbolic, which Allah has made blessed for the mu'mineen. The title of this poem, Ya Subha Medina, Ya Shami Medina, the mornings of Medina, the evenings of Medina. A true lover remembers everything of his beloved, of the things around his beloved, everything attached to his beloved. So I wish, may Allah give us the true love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we think of the moments which we had spent there in Medina Sharif. Ye subhi Medina, ye shami Medina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyami Medina. Very blessed are you, the person who has got the opportunity to be in Medina Sharif. Whether it's a temporary visit, what to say of those people who have got permanent residency and who are there all the time. And alhamdulillah, whereby Allah's karam, we have met so many of the permanent residents of Medina Sharif, and they are such that they don't want to leave Medina Sharif even for a minute. They say, we have come to die in Medina, we might just leave Medina and we might not die yet. And even if they go once in their life for Faraz Hajj, they go at the last possible time, and return immediately again. So much attachment they have got for Medina Sharif. And it may be sad for us if we're not even thinking of Medina. All the time a person should think of the place of his beloved. And especially at this time when it's the Hajj season, even more. But if we are not thinking, it shows a great lack of our attachment to Makkah Sharif, to Medina Sharif. And whenever we meet somebody going to for Hajj, then our heart should also get attracted. Our heart should also be inclined there. And the least we can say is that we ask them to convey our salams to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't do that also, then it also shows a great weakness on our side. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whenever anyone used to write to Hazrat, all his murids, people from around the world, when Hazrat was in Medina Sharif, and somebody did not write in the letter, convey my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat should become very upset and angry. And he should say, it looks like you have no attachment for your Nabi. I go 5 times a day to the Haram. And what is it difficult for me to convey your salams? But you are not asking me to convey your salams. So it shows a great lack of attachment of a person when somebody is going and you don't even ask that person to convey salams to your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If somebody is going to visit the town where your mother resides and he's going there and forget sending a present, sending something for her, you don't even send salams for her. It shows that you've got no feeling for your mother. This person is going to the town where your mother resides, and you're not even sending salam for your mother, your father, and this is our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should check ourselves, and if it's not by nature, that love can be cultivated also. So cultivate that love and bring that love in our hearts. Bhala jaane kya jaam o meenae aalam. What do the people of the world know? The enjoyment of drinks in this world. As we have mentioned many times, in tasawwuf, the khanqa has been likened to make us understand a lot with the tavern. Where in the tavern, the bar, the saqi, the person giving the drinks to the people, wine, and how people try and be in his good books, they can get the wine from there, etc. Yet the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So the wine of Allah's love, Allah's Nabi's love, which is being given out in Medina, what do the people of the world know? What is that love? And very sadly also, those people who don't have the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which can be measured by how much Durood Sharif we send. And when we're sending Durood, do we envisage that we are in Medina Sharif? By following the sunnats and having love for the sunnats and doing it with this in the heart, that this is my Nabi sunnat. When we make miswak, when we read any particular dua, which are masnoon duas, and we think like that, then that shows that person has got attachment for Medina Sharif. Layla Majnoo, who has taught the people of the world how to make love. His love was for a woman, a mortal woman. But the love for Allah and His Rasul, you can learn from there. So he says that, Amurru ala diyar, diyari Layla. I pass by the houses of Layla, the gali, in which Ali she stays. Wa qabbilu dhal jidar wa dhal jidar. I kiss this wall, I kiss that wall. I feel like kissing the feet of the dogs of the gali, that she's my beloved. So Allah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But many of us, unfortunately, we don't even know what is love. We have understood lust to be love. But what is love? And that also a person has to learn. And mashayikh cultivate that also. And then direct that love to Allah, to His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is a great essence. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you can have perfect iman, complete iman, until I'm not beloved to you more than your parents, your children, and all the people of the world. And what is love? You naturally think of your beloved. All the time you think of your beloved. But ask ourselves, do we get that feeling in our heart? So how much don't we still need the very basics of deen? To have that feeling for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So bhala jane kya jam o meena e alam, all the drinks of the world, what can the people know? Tera kaif e khush kharam e madina. What is your inside feelings? That one who knows the value of Madina Sharif and who is staying there, who has got the opportunity, whether it's for one day, whether it's for one month, whether it is for one year, but that person who knows what is the enjoyment to be in Medina, what do the people of the world who are, whatever enjoyments they are getting, they can be in Switzerland, they can be in Kashmir, they can be wherever, whatever enjoyment, but the enjoyment of the person who has the love of Medina, of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be near your beloved, what that enjoyment is, only those people know. Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par. And at the same time, see what balance ulama of Deoband have got. That when you are here, in every way, every alley you walk in, every way you walk in Medina, every step you take, ho madde nazar ihtirame Medina. Give what your love also. On the other side, keep the respect of Medina in place also. That you have great love for Medina Sharif and have great respect for every place of Medina Sharif. And from there we can understand to go and buy TV sets from there. In fact, with regard to that, one great buzurg, before TVs had come into Medina Sharif, about 2 weeks before the first TV came in Medina Sharif, he had a dream in which he saw that in every Muslim house a Jew has entered. Then after about 2 weeks he saw in all the shops TVs are being sold. Then he understood that this is the Jews going into the Muslim houses. And today, which house of ours is free of this TV, of this lanet and this curse of TV? It is, we are putting the devil in our house and to give his dawat. Which Muslim can do that? You bring the devil in your house to give dawat to Satanism. But by bringing TV in the house, this is what we have done. So this is a very sad thing that we have done. So anyway, in Medina Sharif, that people smoking, throwing the cigarette butts around. How sad and how serious, isn't it? There should be so much respect outside the haram. Today, how many people sitting in the haram, making their groups and talking, and in the while we are in Medina Sharif, watching TV, watching sports, watching, we are worried of the politics of our country, we are worried about all other things. How sad it is that we are there and we don't have respect for the haram. Medina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam Medina. A person who has this love, just taking the name of Medina will give him satisfaction. He will just enjoy. But where will we even, we don't find it. Taking the name of Allah, reading Durood Sharif will give him great, great inner satisfaction. And we should check ourselves, do we get this enjoyment? Do we even repeat the names? And this is not a matter of a masala to name, repeat the name of Medina. It is a question of love. When a person loves somebody, but what release he takes the name of his beloved. And he gets absorbed and drowned taking the name of his beloved. Nigao me sultaniyat hech hogi, jo paayega dil me payame Medina. A person who gets the message of Medina, the deen, the true, and in his heart he gets it. Not just as an outward formality of namaz, etc., of all ibadat, but the love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought, who finds it in his heart, all the kingdom of the world, all the enjoyments of the world will just fall from his eyes. Nothing of this world will amuse him. Not the sports, not other entertainment, not the money of this world, big businesses, big houses, mansion. These things will have no value in his eye. In his eyes, the person who has found the love of Medina. So that is an effort that we have to make. to find the end, naturally a person who will take the trouble of reading on the seerat of Nabi Sallallahu, the akhlaq, the character of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he'll naturally just love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's character was like that. But each one of us ask ourselves to even spare 2-3 minutes to read on the seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By reading Durood Sharif, love will increase. Do we even spare 4-5 minutes to read Durood Sharif? Do we even read 10 times, even one time a day Durood? We are extremely weak in this. Then how can that love be there? By nature it's not there. Blessed are those people who by nature it is. Otherwise, by doing this, following sunnats, a person, the love will be cultivated in a person. So when that will come, then a person, things of this world, you won't have to give up gunas. Gunas will run from you. If you have the love of Allah and His Rasul, the love of Deen, Payam-e Madina, the message of Madina, the Deen of Islam, gunas will run from you. Temptations of this world, which many people, we find it hard. Temptations are hard. We are moving front, we fall back again. We get involved in guna, we get involved in sin again. All this is because the lack of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we have that love, then you'll just be moving front all the time. Sukoon-e jahan, tum kahan dhoondte ho? Sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Madina. Where are you looking for peace and comfort and enjoyment of this world? All that is in the Nizam of Medina. Even if you are not staying in Medina Sharif, but that lifestyle, Islam, Deen, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought, bring that in your life. You can be right in the midst of kufr and shirk and Satanism and vice. But if you for yourself bring Deen in your life, you will be safeguarded. Today, sometimes when we hear of some things happen, we say, what a cruel world. What and what is not happening? But whoever has got Nizam-e-Madina, who has got Islam in his life, that person is just making shukr all the time. What enjoyment Allah is giving him. And to many times we also think of all the problems in the world. The solution Allah has given, the Quran Sharif, the Deen of Islam, the way of life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Till you don't bring that in your life, you won't find. You can look for it in aid from United Nations, in aid from this charity organization, from security from this people, security from that people. But all of this is in the Nizam of Medina, is in the Deen of Islam. And unfortunately, this does not make sense to us. Whether we have problems or don't, bring namazes in your life, bring life in your namazes, bring namazes in your life, and bring life in your namazes. Then bring Quran Sharif in your homes, bring Quran Sharif in your life, bring sunnats in your life. A person who will do this, automatically his problems just evaporate. They're just going away. How much we end with sincerity. Not just as a show, not as an out, but with love and with true sincerity bring this. Allah's guarantee. How can Allah's guarantee? It can never ever break the guarantee of Allah Ta'ala. Ho azad akhtar ghamido jahan se. Hazrat reiterates this and he speaks to himself, which is a message for all. So be completely free, become free of all the worries of the two worlds. Do jahan se ho jaye dil se jo ho jaye dil se ghulam e madina. And see how Allah has inspired Hazrat every word, that jo ho jaye dil se ghulam e madina. A person who in his heart, who sincerely becomes the slave of Medina, that is the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just for outward show, not for just some petty gain, or not just to overcome a problem, but really, truly in your love you are blessed. And those who are naturally blessed, mashallah, what to say. But if not, you can acquire that by reading Durood Sharif regularly, by following sunnats in your life, and by reading on the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That love will come in your heart. And when that will come, you won't have to sort out problems of this world. If you want to catch a cat, for example, and you catch it by the tail, it's going to turn around and scratch you, and scratch you very badly also. Catch it by the neck. So all our problems, don't catch them by the tail. all we looking for solutions where the problems are. We are looking for the medicine in the poison. How can you find your solution in poison? How can you find your solution in problems? Catch it in the right place, bring deen in your life. And when you will bring deen in your life sincerely, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has also written, when we are facing problems, the way out of the problems, get into deen. But at that time, many people say, we can't concentrate, because we have made dunya so important in our minds. And we just want dunya to be sorted out first, then we want to sort out our deen. First get my problem sorted out, and then let me now go into deen. Now I am free. And that is looking at the problem the wrong way. One beautiful example of that, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gave. A camel driver who is driving his camels comes to the oasis where water is, and the person there in charge has got a machine, and a primitive machine, a big wheel with tins, drums on them, and they scoop into the water and pour it into the dam from where the camels drink. But this thing makes a big noise, and the camel by nature, when there's noise, it doesn't drink water. So the camel driver tells that person, stop your machine, then my camels will be able to drink wine. Camels drink a lot of water at a time. So he says, if I stop my machine, there will be no water. You'll have to train your camels and they'll have to drink in this noise. So in the problems of the world, don't wait, the problems must get, in the problems get into deen. Get into your namazes, get into your zikr with sincerity. Bring sincerely deen in your life, your problems will go away. So this is that Nizam-e-Madina. So may Allah give us tawfiq to bring this reality into our lives. Not that we read or listen to this, to this Ash'aris entertainment. Hadrats, every couplet, every word is inspired, is ilhami. And if we really take it to heart, this is more than enough for us. And to guide us towards Allah, to make our life of dunya also, life of the qabr, life of the akhirat. May Allah make it that it's not just words to be spoken, words to be heard, but that we bring it into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We are reading in this kitab about the sunnats, that about the utensils that we use, and about aluminium pots. Yet further, the author has explained many harms which are in using the aluminium pot. And he has quoted many researchers who have done research in this. One striking point he mentions, that today, unfortunately, in the world, Muslims generally, almost totally, we follow the West, all in the evil ways. But the good points they have said, that we don't follow. Their research shows, today to get university degrees, send our children to universities, following their lifestyle, we think it a great achievement. But what they had said of the harms of the things, that in that we don't follow them. Those are the things, good, wherever you find it, follow good. Good you must follow. But in that then we perhaps some of us will also say, now this is the people of the West and America and Europe, we don't follow in their ways. But in other things, madly, blindly, we just follow like fools and stupid idiots. We follow all their things. So this in their research where they have said how much of harm, why don't we take a lesson from there? Further, the next lesson he gives, doodh ki lassi aur jadid science. Lassi, which is yogurt. And actually lassi, our yogurt is a bit thick. You take eat it like sort of with a spoon. But the lassi actually is thin. It is water mixed in milk. And lassi actually is with ice also. And it's a very common drink in India, especially in summer, which is very healthy also. Here that is discussed. Doodh ki lassi aur jadid science. What modern science has got to say about lassi, about yogurt. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kabhi khalis doodh nosh farmate aur kabhi sard pani milakar, yani lassi. Sometimes our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank pure milk. And sometimes he added this cold water. And with the ice, which is common, those who have been to India will know about it. It's a very common drink, very tasty also. And especially in summer, very, very nice also. We should drink so much that our sweat should be like sour milk, and that should be a problem again. We should enjoy it, and it's very cooling in summer, the hot summers of Durban. We should have so much that you sweat, and your sweat and sour milk smell in your sweat. That was very unliked. حضرت جابر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے مروی ہے, حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اپنے ایک صحابی کے ہمراہ ایک انصاری کے باغ میں رضی اللہ عنہم تشریف لے گئے. حضرت جابر رضی اللہ عنہ سے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وٹوان صحابی went to another صحابی انصاری into his garden. وہ انصاری صحابی اپنے باغ کو پانی دے رہے تھے, he was irrigating his farm, giving water. حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے انہیں فرمایا کہ اگر تمہارے پاس رات کا باسی پانی مشکیزہ میں ہو تو لاؤ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said if you got some water which stayed over in the leather bag where water is kept overnight, this is very healthy also, and that Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم should have in the morning. What we can do is in the earthen this glass, keep the water overnight, have that in the morning. If that also you cannot, then keep water in a flask and drink that in the morning. So he asked, have you got such water? Kabasi pani mashgiza mein ho to lao, warna hum muh laga kar pani nosh farma lete hai, otherwise we'll just drink water directly like that. Unhone arz kiya ki mere paas raat ka basi pani mashk mein hai, I've got water which was in the leather bag which stayed overnight. وہ اپنی جھونپڑے میں گئے, پیالے میں پانی ڈالا, پھر اس میں بکری کا دودھ ڈویا. دین ہی وینٹ اینڈ ان ہز لٹل ہٹ دیٹ ہی ایٹ, ہی ٹک دیٹ واٹر اینڈ ہی ایڈڈ ملک ٹو اٹ, اینڈ ان دیٹ واٹر ہی ایڈڈ دا ملک آف اے گوٹ. اس سے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے نوش فرمایا. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank from that which is called this lassi. That water which stayed overnight had become nice and cold, which is like our fridge water now. That free, that cold water, and without the harms of the fridge, the gas etc., no harm of that. That cold water with the milk, which is yogurt. تو اس صحابی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے بھی نوش کیا جو آپ کے ساتھ تھے. That صحابی who came, he also drank of there. So they're drinking, and the Arabs till today, we know the iftari in Medina Sharif, there is an iftari without yogurt. And how generous they are, and how much of yogurt they put. Yogurt is extremely healthy, it should be our daily diet. However, if a person is suffering from sinus, it gets a cold very quickly, then he should add the antidote to it. And that is honey. Honey is hot. So add that to it. Try the plain yogurt, that's the best. And don't try and avoid the flavored yogurt. That flavoring is unhealthy. Buy the plain yogurt and add honey to it. And if you add something like what is za'atar, which is an Arab thing, very, very healthy. And there are a few other things. Add some kalonji seeds, 7, don't exceed the limit also. And that will also take out the cold effect of yogurt. Especially if you have in winter. And yogurt is cold. Or if your nature, your temperament is, you've got a cold temperament, then add honey, add this kalonji, then inshallah the cold effect will go out. But we should try and add this in our daily diet. It is extremely healthy. And have it also together with khajur. Khajur is hot. And this will be cold. In fact, a person who's by temperament hot, when he has khajur, then he should have it with cucumber, in that way, or have it with butter, and that is very tasty. You put a little butter in the khajur and you have it, butter is cold, khajur is hot. So you learn the balances also. But this healthy foods, that is what we should have. Some few years ago for Ramzan, a very good article came out from some Arab, and encouraging Arabs to go back to their original lifestyle, they eating, in which one particular thing they referred to was lassi, yogurt. So this is a thing that a very good thing, yogurt. We should try and have that. It is very healthy, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, we did the dua about la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the important thing, if fortunate are those who have brought it in their lives as a regular wazifa, minimum 7 times, which is just a few seconds. But how many of us perhaps still we haven't brought it in our lives? We don't read it. It is so important to read La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah 7 times at least a day. Khazana number 10, a third great treasure which Hazrat has presented. And how important. Dawami Afiyat wa Baqai Na'mat ki Dua. A dua so that our Afiyat, ease, comfort, things going smooth, life running smoothly, that is afiyat. You're not having any problem, your car is not stolen, it's not stacked, it's not, everything is going right, there isn't a burst pipe in the house, there isn't a short in your electric, things are just running smooth, that is afiyat. وَبَقَاءِ نِعْمَتْكِ دُعَى. And the ni'mat which Allah has given us, that ni'mat remains with us. Any ni'mat can be taken away at any time. And when a ni'mat, as long as it is there, our nature, we don't appreciate it. When it's taken away, that ni'mat, then we realize, oh my ni'mat. So I dua for that nature. So this should be also a regular dua every day we should make. And not just rattling it off, wazifa written down or just like that, but with the meaning, understand and ask Allah like that. If we ask, then even one time the dua is enough. Otherwise you read it 100 times just rattling it off like that and with no concentration or anything, that won't have that effect. The dua is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. 4 things Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked protection from Allah Ta'ala. And in Masnoon Duas, the kitab, this dua is there with all its explanation in English also. The translation of this dua, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu si riwayat hai, ke Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, Ey Allah, main aap se panah chahta hoon, that oh Allah, I seek your protection, your refuge from what? Ni'mat ke zawal se. That a ni'mat goes away, is taken away. Or afiyat ke cheen jaane se. And that this my life which is running smooth, like here we are all sitting, no problem. Khuda na khasta, we get a phone call now, or when we go home, or on the way, something happens, Allah protect us. That afiyat remains, or there is a dua for them. Not only well wishing, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us for our dunya's things. Everyone wants your life to go smooth, etc. Except those people whose minds are gone upside down. Those who have like PhDs, permanent head damage. These people, they get excited when life is going smooth, they say, what's happening? There must be some excitement in life. They want problems in their life. That is, people who have got permanent head damage. Otherwise, a person who understands, he would enjoy life going smooth. Ni'mat ke zawal se, aur afiyat ke cheen jaane se, that my life that is running smooth must not be snatched away from me. Aur achanak musibat ke aa jaane se, and a sudden problem comes in my life. Aur aapke har naraazgi, and oh Allah, and the sum total of all this is, that I seek protection from your displeasure. Which means, and Allah doesn't just become wildly, unnecessarily displeased with a person by guna. When a person, and that also guna, when a person persists in it, and the guna goes over the limit, then it will show in one of the 3 other ways. Now your ni'mat will be taken away, your afiyat, your smooth sailing will be taken away, or a problem will come in your life. So the main thing is to stay, our biggest enemy is guna. Allah Ta'ala is not unnecessarily just giving this person that problem, this person this problem. It is our action that has a reaction. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so will you get. Na maane to karke dekh. If you don't believe, carry on. And don't think that one wrong you did, Allah never takes a person to task on the first wrong. Or just one time he did wrong, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, many of us say, I don't know which guna I made. As if you only made one guna and now Allah has taken you to task. Allah doesn't take you to task for 1-2 gunas, for long times gunas. But when you persist, you insist, and you go over the limit, then Allah Ta'ala gives you a taste of your guna. Then you don't know what hit you from which side. So that guna is the cause of the reaction now. Your action of guna, and if you are obedient to Allah, the reaction is all the goodness which comes. Zawal or tahawwal ka faraq. In this dua, we have been taught that we must ask for protection. Means zawal ni'matik, that the ni'mat mustn't be taken away. Wa tahawwal afiyatik, and the smooth life must not change. So what's the difference between that the ni'mat being taken away and the changing of afiyat? See what ulum Allah had blessed our great ulama and our great people. So why can't we be, how can't we be their slaves? What have we got? What great knowledge Allah and marifat Allah gave them. Zawal kehte hai kisi shay ke baqi na rehne ko baghair badal kiye. Zawal means that your ni'mat is gone and without any other changes. Your ni'mat has been taken away. Jaise kisi ka maal gum ho jaye. Like your wealth has been stolen, your car got stolen. So that ni'mat which you have has been taken away. There is no other problem with it. Your ni'mat has been taken away. Uske saath koi dusri bala wa musibat na aaye. There is another problem, just that ni'mat has been taken away. To usko ni'mat-e-maal ka zawal kahenge. That your ni'mat, this is Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. That also we ask protection. That the ni'mat has been taken away, but no other problem has come in its place or with it. اور تحول کہتے ہیں نعمت بھی زائل ہو جائے اور ساتھ میں کوئی مصیبت و بھلا بھی لگ جائے. And تحول is that نعمت is also gone, but together with that a problem also. One is your car got stolen is a problem, we ask protection from Allah from that. And one is you got hijacked and they keep you they kill you or they maim you, your body you become paralyzed or something. Your ni'mat also went and a musibat also came with it. That is tahawwal afiyati. So the ni'mat also we seek Allah's protection, that oh Allah save us, don't take away any of the ni'mats which you gave us. And oh Allah save us, that with the ni'mat going away, some problem must not come in its place. So that's even worse. Hadith paak mein dono se panah mangi gayi. This also we ask ourselves, did we make this dua? If we do it regularly, to give bayan on it is alright. To talk about it, but are we doing it? Are we turning to Allah Ta'ala? Mirqat mein uski shara is tarah hai. And this is from Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi in Mirqat. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik biduni badalin. That oh Allah, I seek your protection from a ni'mat being taken away and without any other harm coming with it. Wa tahawwali afiyatik, ay tabadduli afiyatik bil bala. And that smooth saving my life, now it have got problems now. Now you are left on the street, they removed all your clothes. They left you somewhere in a location, in a jungle they left you. You haven't got a cell phone. Your car also is gone, and what problems haven't you got also? So Allah save us from all that. So there is a very great dua. We'll read it together inshallah. And try and read this part of our daily wazifas. And not just as a wazifa. But read it really as a dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from any ni'mat being snatched away from me. And that is ni'mat is taken away and its place a musibat, a problem comes. And that any sudden problem comes in my life. And jami'i sakhatik, and from all your displeasure. And the displeasure is the cause of all these things. So we should seek Allah's protection. May Allah give us that protection inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkoli Ma'arifat, Hazrat has written Irshad Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah Ali. One maktub, and of a very great buzurg, Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah. He writes, Janna chahiye ke dil aankh ke tabi hai. That the heart follows the eyes. What the eyes see affects the heart. تو وقت یہ آنکھ محرمات سے بند نہیں رکھی جائے گی دل کی حفاظت مشکل ہے. until a person doesn't safeguard his eyes from haram, for his heart to be safeguarded is very difficult. Your eyes is a window to the heart. What they are seeing, they are delivering in the heart. It's coming in there, and that affects the heart. جب دل گرفتار ہوتا ہے تو شرمگاہ کی حفاظت سخت دشوار ہو جاتی ہے. And when the heart gets involved in evil thinking now of that woman you look with your eyes, which registered in the heart, now your heart will be inclined. Your heart will go towards that woman. Now for your private part to remain safe becomes very difficult. Now you're going to plan and you're going to think of all other evil. پس آنکھ کی محرمات سے بند رکھنا ضروری ہوا. So you keep your eyes free from looking at haram, it's absolutely, then your heart is safeguarded, your private parts are safeguarded. But if you don't protect your eyes, your heart gets destroyed, then your private parts also get involved in haram. تاکہ حفاظت شرمگاہ میسر آ جائے, so that your private parts can be protected. اور خسارت دینی اور دنیاوی تک بات نہ پہنچے. And destruction of your deen, destruction of your dunya, it doesn't reach till there. So what a great thing that, and what this great buzurgs have written, look after your eyes, your heart will be looked after. Look after your heart, your private part will get looked after. And when your private part is looked after, your deen will be looked after. Your dunya will be looked after. And on the other hand, if you don't look after your eyes, your heart is destroyed. Then your private parts won't be under control and you're going to get involved in haram. And then you're going to suffer the great destruction of deen also, dunya and akhirat also. May Allah give us understanding. امردوں کی طرف نظر کرنا اور شہوت کے ساتھ ان کو چھونا حرام ہے. To look at young boys with desire and lust, especially those young boys who have, many boys look better than girls also, young boys, and to look at them with lust, this is also completely haram. And to touch them with lust, this is also haram. How it is to touch a girl, a woman, is haram. To touch a young boy, or Hazrat says, any person, you have inclination. Some Hazrat has written, quoted, that some people, not only young boys, but whose beards have come out, they still got inclination towards them. A person who has that inclination, he must make parda from that person. Just as you make parda from a woman, you must make parda from that person. It is one of the reasons Hazrat should not allow in his madrasa boys to keep hair. Hair is beauty. And by that attraction comes. Many mothers should fight with Hazrat, fawn and complain. Hazrat say, I'm doing it for your child's protection. When they get involved, some big boys interfere with them, then it's a lifelong story. And that boy is destroyed for life. So I'm safeguarding him, that by cutting off the hair, now you bless God. So no attraction. But with the hair, there is lot of attraction, and then you fall into lot of fitna. So safe it is for a person to be, our buzurgs who have done this, many people say, keep Zulfa is sunnat, let all the boys keep. There are so many harms, and there are things to be studied, and understood to follow sunnat. Our fiqh, Hanafi fiqh, is based mainly on this wisdoms which lie behind, to understand that sunnat. Why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that sunnat? And other mazahib, they just follow the sunnat as it is. And one is to understand the reasoning behind that sunnat, which Allah had gifted, and which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave dua to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah, that he will bring knowledge even if it is in the stars. That knowledge he had to understand the reasoning behind that sunnat. So this is a great blessing which Allah has given our buzurgs also. People who don't understand this, they have ateraz on all these things. یہ بھی جاننا چاہے کہ حدیث نبوی میں آیا ہے کہ آنکھوں کا زنا نامحرم عورتوں کی طرف دیکھنا ہے. This also is important to understand. The zina of the eyes, you are already involved in zina with your eyes when you look with lust at a woman. اور ہاتھوں کا زنا نامحرموں کا ہاتھوں سے پکڑنا. And to touch a woman with your hands, that's the zina of the hands. اور پاؤں کا زنا نامحرم کی طرف چلنا ہے.
And the zina of the legs is to walk towards, and in our time to drive towards that. You have made arrangement to meet a woman somewhere, in all that driving you are involved in zina. And in that is the displeasure of Allah. And then you are inviting problems and trouble for yourself with all this. So may Allah Ta'ala save us from all these gunas. And the himmat which Hazrat has written, a person must have courage and himmat and save himself from the eyes. And Hazrat has said, Allah has been very kind to us that He cut this guna from the root. That from the eyes, you don't look, your heart is not involved. Your heart is not involved, your private parts are not involved. Your private parts are not involved, you are safe in dunya and in akhirat. May Allah give us this and this himmat. And Hazrat has said this himmat comes by always regularly be in the company of the pious. By being regular with one zikr, in which is included dua also, and in which is included tilawat of Quran Sharif also. When a person becomes weak in there, then he becomes weak in the other things. If he's regular on that, so be firm. And also Hazrat has written that in that, don't look at the enjoyment in zikr, etc. People who only make their zikr when they're getting enjoyment, then they are slaves, they are Abdul Latif, Abdul Lutf. They are slaves of their enjoyment, not Abdul Latif. They are not slaves of Allah Ta'ala. When there is no enjoyment in zikr, they don't make zikr. So make the, and realize the importance of zikr. Many also who say, we don't get time, I'm becoming lazy with my namazes, I'm again becoming slack in my controlling my gaze, because they don't know the importance of it. You know the importance of having your tea, your coffee, your everything. You find time and you find the energy and you find the courage to do it. But when you don't have the importance in your heart, the smallest excuse is enough to keep away from it and keep away. So zikr is very, very important. Company of the pious, regularly attending the majalis with our bodies and our hearts. That is extremely important. Our du'as, our zikr, our tilawat. Then inshallah our namazes will be in order. Safeguarding the eyes, other gunas, anger, backbiting, all that will become easy. Otherwise a person, we don't realize the value of these things, of zikr regularly, coming to majlis regularly, then a person falls. And many persons write, long time I haven't been making my zikr. Long time I haven't kept contact. I'm gone in a very bad condition. It doesn't just come immediately, over time. And then you fall into terrible problems. So keep this up regularly, sincerely. And see, really, your problems just go away and how Allah's help comes. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Jee, who's speaking there? Acha. What's your name? Ibrahim. From? Sane? Now where are you? Acha. Briefly, that is sunnah, not faraz. What is faraz, and that also is very important to understand, our reformation. To keep ourselves in order. Like for example, your house, if you don't maintain it, how angry your wife becomes, this house is going to become everything going to fall apart. You're not worried of the door hinges, you're not worried of the tap. What's wrong with you? You don't maintain your house, what will your house become? You're not having it painted, you're not having it fixed up. The same way your car, you don't do service to your car, what will happen to your health? You got an illness, you don't check it, you don't fix it up. Most important of all these things is your ruhani, your spiritual condition, your religious condition. You got anger, you got pride, you got greed in you, you like name, you like fame, you like praises. All these are terrible spiritual diseases, and you don't worry. You worry your house is going to fall apart. You worry your car is not going to function properly. But you don't worry of your soul, which is the most important. If your soul is destroyed, what are all this? So that is how important. And bayat is for that purpose. So though bayat itself is not for us, but if for the purpose for what it is for us. And then generally, prescription that is given, a general prescription for everyone, just a common prescription, is that we should dress Islamically all the time, wherever. Even if we have to go to a holiday, we go shopping, go to a wedding, wherever. some places we shouldn't be, but wherever we are all the time, keep Islamic dressing. This will save us from lot of gunas and will take us on to lot of good. Second, recitation of Quran Sharif daily. Minimum 3-4 pages a day, so we can make at least one khatam in a year. And 100 times La ilaha illallah. The first and more or less every time, 10 times, the complete kalima with Muhammadur Rasulullah and with Durood Sharif. Even just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out all the wrong from my heart. Whatever wrong, evil. And with illallah, I'm putting the right in my heart. A person who does it 100 times a day, which doesn't take more than 4 minutes, how won't his heart become pure? And 100 times the name of Allah. And with the first time to say Jalla Jalaluhu or any words of Allah's greatness is faraz also, wajib. And then with this in mind, that take Allah's name, that I love you Allah, I need you, you're the only one for me. Oh Allah, you also love me, you come in my heart, you become mine, oh my Allah. How won't you get Allah's love? And then to keep contact, come regularly to the majalis. And even so, inform whether we are managing this or not, whether we have an urge to increase or we're finding it too much. Medicine can be decreased also if it's necessary. So everything a person sees and keep that contact, then a person benefits a lot, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat: O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always concerned about my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadariya, and the silsila of the Sohrawardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my ba'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mouth on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. Bismillah. Accept inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Also don't forget our Islahi Jalsa after 2 weeks next weekend in Cape Town. Make dua, and who can attend, who we can encourage, talk about it, encourage people inshallah.